MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Andrew Dale, PwC Africa agribusiness leader. Andrew, appreciate the early morning time. A fairly shocking stat that came out from a recent report from yourself and your colleagues. South Africans bought 3% less food in 2023. Our consumers, our citizens are absolutely under pressure. Our farmers are efficient. They are productive. But in the report you put out, there's more that they can do to, I suppose, produce food and ultimately perhaps even a lower cost for consumers.
Good morning, Simon, to you and your listeners. Yes, that is an alarming stat. I think there's been just a number of factors that have been impacting, obviously, on the consumers. I mean, if you look at the high interest rates that we've had for a significant amount of time, we've had to obviously make a lot of decision when it comes to the grocery bill at the end of every month. Mm-hmm. And because of this, it has a big impact on the farmers to make sure that they stay efficient and that they can be sustainable and also make a living and contribute to the food supply within our country.
And one of the points you put forward, and it really struck me, because it's not a farming or a technology. You talk around, I mean, many farms are family businesses. They're owned by a family. And then the question comes into succession planning, because, you know, the patriarch or the matriarch is the farmer. The kids don't want to move into it. There needs to be a really good plan here to keep that farm operating post-retirement, or perhaps the passing on of the primary farmer.
Yes, this is a very significant focus point. I mean, if you look at all the foodstuffs that we buy, in the retail stores, everything pretty much starts from coming from the various family businesses. Mm. And, what we've noted is that as the family business moves from the first generation to the second generation, there's about a 40% drop off in terms of success. And when you move to the third generation, it drops down to about a 32% success rate. And the only way to ensure that this sustainability and longevity of these family businesses is to start professionalizing that family business. And, you know, one of the big focus points that we have is talking about things like the family constitution in terms of who can come into the business, how does succession planning work, and how do you professionalize that business so that the family business can continue.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a very big focus point. And we actually run a number of sessions with different family businesses to sort of guide them through these sort of pitfalls that we've seen over a number of years that have been arising.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, it's across industries. We're talking agri here and farming, but it is a challenge which many, and in fact, if not all, family businesses at some point need to manage. There is, of course, then moving to data. There is a lot of data in farming. You use the phrase where dirt and data intersect, and there is a lot that farmers can do around data, and it's more than just, you know, which crops are growing better. It's issues around traceability and you know, helping the food companies know the quality and origin of food. Data and farming are, I imagine, going to be huge into the future.
Yeah, no, it's become significant in terms of how do you professionalize your commercial farming business in terms of the data, because all your suppliers or your customers that you're going to be supplying to, they need to know, where does your product come from? How was it grown? Where was it grown? What sort of pesticides, herbicides were used? And also to combat the, you know, rising prices and pressure on you in terms of your selling prices, you need to be able to apply the whole thing around precision farming. And there's a big focus on how to do more with less. And if you've got the data, it can really help you to make better decisions and also to manage your supply chain management, how to manage your finances. So this is becoming really extremely important. And I mean, if you just look at all the different agri co-ops that are out there, there's a number of them that do a lot of this data management, data collection. And I know that they also then provide a lot of support to the commercial farmers. And it's a case of how do the farmers then use that data to improve their operations.
And you mentioned the likes of pesticides there. Of course, the farms operate in the broader communities. ESG, environmental, social and governance, is an important part of the agribusiness as well. And in fact, in some ways even more so, because it's such a critical part. We need food. We have to eat. They also need to measure and understand the ESG story around their business as well.
That's definitely correct. So, you know, at this stage, you could consider yourself maybe being a small commercial farming operation, and you know, ESG is not that applicable to you. But the problem is that this is actually coming down the supply chain. It's getting more and more important. So, as a number of listeds are starting to adopt the whole ESG principles and reporting on ESG, you know, environmental sustainability and governance, they need to start reporting on their suppliers' ESG factors as well, and how are they telling their story. And this is where if farmers can start to prepare themselves to start collecting this data and tell their story, they will be a lot successful with some of the suppliers, because then they've already got this information.
It's a good point. The retailer wants to tell that good story. We've seen some of them lean quite heavy into it. They need the sort of support from the farmer community as well. We'll leave it there. Andrew Dale, PwC Africa Agribusiness Leader. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.